the Practice Squad. Follow along at FR Practice Squad on Twitter or call in 419-516-0702. It's David Schmidt here, producer Jordan Stogler back.
What's up, guys? Good to be back.
How was your week off?
It was good. Better now that the Browns got a W.
Yeah, good
lots
for you.
To talk about.
Hi, Garmin. How are you?
All right.
Been better?
Yeah, been better.
Okay. And Philly, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Well, follow along with us, like I said, on Twitter at FR Practice Squad. We got Browns talk. They finally got a win. The Bengals came back down to earth, and the Titans won a snooze fest.
Yeah.
We also got our draft 5.0. Favorite childhood TV shows or favorite shows as we grew up. So be thinking of yours, and we'll be right back.
Feeling hungry but don't want to make it yourself? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and they'll make it for you. They're now open every day. Whether it's their pizza, wings, salads, subs, or other sandwiches that you want, just let them do the work. And you don't want to miss their Friday lunch buffet with their famous pizza, wings, and salad bar from 11 to 1. Their Queen of Hearts drawing will be every Saturday afternoon at 3:30, so be sure to get out there and get your tickets for your chance to win. And now's the time to get your lanes reserved for birthday parties and other events. That's Miracle Lanes. Call them at 375-4274.
Oh, no.
That's
bigger and shit. That's like a laugh that he doesn't want to be in Toronto.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4800.
What's for lunch? Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery is introducing to you Wayne Cafe. It's a new hot spot for lunch. Stop in or follow us on Facebook to see what's on the menu each day. We will always have our fried chicken, our hot soup bar, and our fresh salad bar, but we are bringing a whole new level to your lunch hour starting in March. We also will have in-house seating available so you don't have to rush around during your break. As always, thanks for choosing Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, as your lunch destination.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. On Thursday, the Lady Indians will travel to Marion Local to take on the Flyers. The ladies are playing great, and the Flyers are always tough, so this should be another great MAC match. On Friday, it's football at Parkway. The Wayne Street Market pregame show will start around 7:15. On Saturday, it's back to volleyball as the ladies will travel to always tough Fort Loramie. Lots of sports this week. Thursday, volleyball at Marion Local. Friday, football at Parkway. Saturday, volleyball at Fort Loramie. Get to all these games if you can to help support our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
And we're back. FR Practice Squad on Twitter or call in 419-516-0702. The Browns won a game.
Woo!
Yeah. How did that make you feel, Jordan?
All sorts of feelings.
Did you cry?
No, I did not cry, even though I'm sure a lot of people did shed some tears, but I was not one of those.
Do you judge those who did?
No, I do not.
Okay. Should most people judge who did? I'm going to throw it to you for some Browns takes, but first, we have to update our polls from last week.
Okay, go for it.
Is Ryan Fitzpatrick the best backup quarterback ever? We had 20 votes on that one.
That's almost 1,000.
Whoa. 55% of the Fort Recovery Practice Squad listening audience said yes.
That's a good percentage.
That he's the best backup quarterback of all time. I didn't think of any other backup quarterbacks on our week break, but Doug still shocked me with Charlie Batch. that was still such
a good round. So this was ironic backup quarterbacks, not actually really good backup quarterbacks.
Yeah, not like Tom Brady.
We're not counting Tom Brady as a backup. Because he was.
We mentioned Jim Sorgi, which is one of my all-time favorite backup quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I don't know. Remember Matt Schaub?
Yeah, but he became like a starter.
Okay.
So you're just like, you're right.
Matt Schaub would be Matt like Schaub. The guy on the borderline. He'd be like that because like he was a starter, but then he lost it.
I could be wrong. Someone should look it up. He might be back with the Falcons. At least I think he was last year.
He is.
Full circle.
Yeah, he is.
And
I saw a little snapshot of like the bench area, and there was Schaub.
Drinking a Gatorade.
Yep.
Good to be home.
Getting hydrated.
And the second question was, whose beard is better, Garmin's or Ryan Fitzpatrick's?
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
It was close for a while. It was like 50-50 for a while, but Ryan Fitzpatrick ended up winning 64% to 36%.
Well, I retweeted it because I felt like it was too close. It was like 40-50, like 46, whatever, the math.
Yeah.
It was like I had like 46% of the votes, which was way too much.
So that's updating the polls from last week. Jordan.
Yes.
Talk to me about the Browns.
All right. Well, do we want to start with the sonnet or do we want to just kind of
game notes? I want to start with the sonnet.
Okay. Let's do the sonnet. I'm getting queued up here.
Well, no, we're just having awkward pause for dramatic effect. This better be good.
It's not going to be good.
Good. Lower the expectations.
All right. So get your jeans out. Put on your sweatshirts. It's finally fall.
Yeah. It did feel good this weekend.
Yes, it did. My kids are asleep and it's time for Thursday night football. Our uniforms are for once bearable thanks to Color Rush.
Yeah.
This could be the night that our doubters finally hush. Our start wasn't pretty. I'd call it putrid, like morning after our parties on Euclid. We're down 14-0 to the Jets and Sam Darnold. He has a weird-shaped head. Hey, Arnold.
Football head.
Yeah.
Not that weird.
I don't wish injuries on anyone, but thank God we needed someone else other than Ty God. Baker strolls onto the field with all of his swagger. I felt it the moment he took the snap. He's got some stones, Mick Jagger. You've heard it before, but he's got the it factor. You put the team on his back, call the chiropractor. Twitter was buzzing and the world finally saw, is this the quarterback that can finally win it all?
Wow. Very good. Wonderful.
No.
Week 3 sonnet. Philly, where's the rank?
Week 3?
You're
top
the
three.
Okay, top three.
Top three.
He was very critical last week.
Next
he was like,
year. I thought the first one was better than the second one. Second and third are the right.
I've never heard
right
the first
there.
One, so I guess I like the second one.
Yeah, yeah.
Next week's going to be crucial.
Who do they play next week?
We have the Raiders.
Yeah, the Raiders.
The Raiders.
Oh, you better win that one.
So, yeah. But anyway.
Yeah,
so,
take us into... Okay,
Thursday night. I mean, this is kind of the one we had circled from the get-go, right?
Yeah, a winnable game.
Steelers, Saints, we kind of understood, even though those were winnable games. This one, we kind of knew the pressure was on, like we had to kind of show something. I didn't feel very confident because everyone else was. You know, I kind of woke up and everyone was like, hey, this is Dave. Brown's finally going to win.
Yeah.
38-13, whatever, yada, yada. And whenever that happens, I just don't feel that confident.
Yeah.
Like, okay, this is setting up to be an all-time letdown, which going into the first half, it was.
Yeah.
So, obviously, Tyrod Taylor didn't look very good. Our offense was pretty stagnant. Tyrod was like 4-14, 19 yards, rating of 39.
Concussion.
I don't know when that happened.
It was, he came back in. I don't know.
He took off running.
Yeah, I don't know. Just the whole game, he didn't seem like himself.
No.
He wasn't on. Like, he missed Callaway deep on, like, two deep bombs.
Yes. I started in fantasy. I picked Callaway in fantasy, and he should have had, like, two touchdowns and 200 yards.
I was with David that night, and he was flustered.
Yes, I was. Yeah. That's a good way to describe me most times.
So, but Callaway looked, I mean, good for the most
part. He looks legit.
Oh, yeah. He does look pretty legit. So
like, if he... continues that, you're not going to miss Josh. Well, obviously, you haven't had Josh Gordon for 4 years.
Well, but until Callaway has like a 1,500-yard season, then you guys will be fine.
And then after that, he'll get in trouble and then get suspended.
Yes. Probably. Inevitable.
Yeah. So, you know, everyone's kind of the boo birds came out. And then, you know, you kind of saw Tyrod like walk to the locker room. This is it. Everyone's kind of like, okay, this is it.
Yep. So then Baker had his helmet on. Like, he was like,
He was going to go in
even whether like they let him or not.
He had someone on like three, four
for a while, and he was looking at that Surface tablet very intently.
And I don't know. Like some people believe, even if Tyrod Taylor wasn't hurt, Baker was going to come out the second half. I think like Mary Kay said that.
Sources.
They showed him like twice, like talking on the phone too.
So he was going to come out the second half regardless.
After I seen that, I figured.
Whatever. So he comes in. You know what? With like a little less than 2 minutes to go.
Yeah.
You know, leads the most electrifying field goal drive of all time.
You know, I think the play of the game is Betonio picking up his fumble.
Yeah. Well,
because
what a B play.
Yeah.
It's kind of called back.
Oh, yeah. I guess. Well, would that have been a turnover if they recovered it?
No. I mean, we recovered it, but you can't advance.
You can't advance.
The ball. Yes. Okay. So it's called back. I'm saying if they would have recovered it.
Just him picking it up in general would have
been
big.
A turnover.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I still think like that just kept his momentum going.
Yeah,
because that would have been a huge buzzkill. Like he comes in, has two good throws, and then turns it over.
Yeah, but they probably would have won.
So that was big.
The Jets would have won three after that.
Then he was just whipping it in like
another big play. This is later on in the game, but Duke Johnson like stayed in bounds, got stripped, and Higgins like fell on it.
Yeah, probably because you talked to him.
Maybe the week, but before. That was a big because that was a might have been a touchdown drive or our second field goal drive. Yeah. But that would have been crucial. So Baker comes in, kind of lights it up. Everyone's kind of getting excited, and I think that was just kind of a fluke because a 2 minute drive, no one knows who's coming in. So I kind of thought maybe the second half would be kind of similar to the first half.
But yeah,
the way he looked pretty good. I mean, the throws he was making, Tyrod would have never attempted.
No,
half of it was just Tyrod would just
they would have been throwaways or
for someone to be wide
sacks
open.
Or yeah. Whatever. And even when he had guys wide open, he was underthrown by 20 yards.
Yeah. Exactly. So
I think obviously it's Baker time, and he probably had
his official time.
Yeah. He had his.
He has looked at the film and decided.
Handpicked bandana on, probably.
Yes.
And he was just dripping swag out there, throwing it in non-existent windows that were just, he was making windows.
I mean, it was just one of the most fun games I've ever watched. Now, let alone the last like 3 years hasn't been that fun.
But I have
and half of it is even if we didn't win that game, and let's say we lose 14-17.
Yeah.
It doesn't take away from the fact that we think we found our quarterback.
Yeah.
I agree.
So just the win, getting the win and coming down from 14 down, I think is like we've never had a quarterback the past 5-10 years.
Not that can throw like he can.
And just knowing that, and even like with Tyrod and the last 10 years, if it was ever a 3rd and 8, I would just automatically assume we're going to punt it.
Yeah.
With Baker, I don't feel that way. I feel like he could.
There's something about that confidence. Like, he's just not scared at all
to throw it. I mean, the ball comes out fast.
Yeah.
He looks like he has a strong arm.
I think he's confident enough that he's just going to ride or die. He's going to look good doing it, or he's going to, you know.
Tyrod's always been known for being like a safe quarterback. Like he's always one of the guys that has like the least amount of interceptions.
Yeah.
But Baker's got that gunslinger mentality where he's like, if that's a tight space, that window's shut. I'm going to try and put it in.
I mean, he's accurate. Like you saw it like on the Jarvis Landry.
That throw and catch was insane.
He had one to
Jarvis. That was a good catch. Up the seam.
Up the seam.
Yeah.
One to Njoku. That was kind of like low, and only he could get it. That was right down the seam, too. So, ended up 17 of 23, 200 yards. He had three drops. He had a dime to Callaway.
Yeah.
Probably like a 20 or 30 yard kind of just
don't tell me
go
that.
Route.
And it slipped out of there.
Yeah.
You would have been for a touchdown too, probably, right?
No, you probably would have went out of bounds.
No, but it was one of those where it was like literally the only place it could have been between the receiver and the sideline. Yeah. So the random stat that I have for that, Baker Mayfield, he had a quarterback rating of 95 point something.
If people don't know, Garmin is the king of random stats.
Well, it was just, I picked it up and I'm like, that's interesting.
Yes.
So he had a quarterback rating of like 95.2 or something like that. Yeah. The last quarterback with at least 20 attempts to have a quarterback rating that high for the Cleveland Browns was Derek Anderson in 2007.
Yeah.
And that is a long time.
What were you telling me the stat about the Heisman Trophy winners?
Oh, the last three wins that the Browns have are all from Heisman winning trophy quarterbacks.
Robert, RG3,
Johnny Baker.
Yep. I mean, that's like some lineage right there.
Yeah.
Well, but so they won.
The stat I heard.
Won. 1-1-1.
Baker only needs to win one more game than he tied the most wins by Johnny. Yeah. So.
Well,
it's getting close.
That's it.
That's a good start.
So it was, you know, and then after a win like that, kind of similar to like the Buccaneers win the national championship, you kind of want to just absorb all of like the media. So like I watched every clip I could.
And you have to stay up for the post-game show.
Yeah, I ended up staying up to like one.
Who came on did Baker come on?
Baker was on.
Did anyone see the idiot on FS1?
Yes. Oh, on Colin Cowherd's show.
McIntyre. With the take that, like, oh, the first thing he did was he had his phone
Baker Mayfield
out.
Had to see what people were saying about him on social media.
God, that guy's a ridiculous idiot.
He is.
And you know what? Even if he was, who cares?
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield's on Twitter. Well, that makes him a bad
quarterback.
Somebody
tweeted at him of, who's a Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers holding the Lombardi Trophy with his cell phone in his hand.
Yeah.
So.
It just like.
Well, that's the guy. You don't want to emulate that
guy. It was hearsay. The guy just made it up. And he was like making up his own take. And it's just so stupid.
That's how everybody does it nowadays. You just say what you want to say. Then
like everyone was riding the hot hand. Like Baker, like this is a great story. And he's like, how can I just destroy that?
How can I pick a negative? I will say that their uniforms were better than they have been for the last 2 years.
How unfortunate that you can only wear those 3 times a year.
Well, I would argue with the Bengals and the Browns that their color rush jerseys are better than their current jerseys. I don't get why the Browns ever changed. I feel like their old jerseys were a classic. I feel like their new jerseys are horrible.
Yeah.
What's your opinion as a fan?
No, that I share that opinion.
Their new jerseys.
Everything I listened to and saw on Twitter, the consensus was everybody loved those uniforms, and I
looked awesome. Like I didn't hate the Browns as much.
I mean, the Browns are going to change uniforms as soon as they're contractually allowed, which is 2020.
Is that like a source or is that?
No, yeah. I mean, it's.
Well, the source is the contract.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and they came out, like the first day they could say something, you know, probably like 3 years after they got new uniforms, like, yeah, we're going to change.
Are they going to change the logo again? Make it a different color orange? Yeah,
well,
or
I don't want to say again because I already put like all my eggs on the last rebranding. So I don't have any more to spend. But
I will say though, all in all for that, it was kind of neat that this was a Thursday night game.
Yeah.
Where it wasn't like
where everybody
by all the other games. There wasn't really anything else going on. And like just the sports news was all this.
So I don't know if you saw the ratings. Yeah. So. Pulled in 10 million views.
Yep.
Highest Thursday night football game in 3 years.
Wow.
17% better than last year, week 3.
On that date.
So I'm sensing some primetime games next year.
Oh, for sure. Well, as long as Baker's the guy and he keeps playing. Because me and David went to the bowling alley to watch that to make our Survivor pool picks.
Yes.
And then we went back to your house and I walked home and I was like, I'm probably going to go to bed, but I'll turn the game on. And then Baker went in and I ended up watching the entire thing.
Say what you want. I mean, he's like electric. He's just fun to watch.
I feel like more people like him than I thought would.
Hard Knocks did him a world of favors in my opinion.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
I would have thought he would have been like one of those, like you hate him or you love him, which he still might be, but.
He will be.
Yeah.
Like when he's beating the Bengals, I'll be mad and I won't like him. Or when we're beating them and he's still like making good throws,
but
I won't like him. But what are you going to do? I mean, it certainly worries me as a Bengals fan because it's like when you had Tyrod, it was like that's a beatable, like that should be 2 wins. Now it's like he has a hot game. You let him get hot.
Yeah, I mean, I want to pump the brakes a little bit. I mean, it's only 1 half.
I mean, you certainly think
even all throughout
preseason,
he never looks like
they're going to win some games. They're going to win some games.
What are the Super Bowl odds now?
I don't know. We can look that up at the break. But I'm sure they're better than what they were with Tyrod Taylor.
Ty God.
T-Mobile.
And then other standouts, Myles Garrett, another 2 sacks.
Yeah. How many is that now?
4.
It's like 4 more than Carl Lawson?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is he having a down year?
No, he's not having any. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He has pressures.
Denzel Ward is good.
Oh, very good.
That's the other thing I was going to say. Like, he is legit. Like, no one should be mocking that number 4 pick anymore.
No. And how is Chubb doing for? Is he doing anything?
He's doing all right.
Is he doing all right?
I mean,
so it's a good pick.
I'd say as right now, I'm more Ward than Chubb, but I mean, he's not doing horrible.
He stripped that ball. He just took it right away. It was an awesome play.
I think if they looked at that a little bit more, his knees would have been down.
No.
I'm glad they didn't look at it very much more.
But fun, you know, and then I think building on the next week, I think that's a winnable game.
At the Raiders,
The Raiders.
Well, according to sources, half the locker room is divided against John Gruden. Well,
John Gruden's lost the trust of his team.
He's lost the team. Gruden's guys
don't really have a pass rush, and I don't know why they wouldn't have a pass rush.
Yeah, but, well, they're hard to find.
Yeah.
Those guys are really hard to find.
Keeps putting his foot in his mouth. What an idiot. It's so stupid.
Yeah, they're not good. Derek Carr has not been good.
Derek Carr's been good.
Derek Carr's had two good games.
I saw on Twitter, like, people were hating on Derek Carr.
I'm not saying good.
I don't know, last week, but, like, the week before against Denver, he was, like, 27 to 32 for, like, 300 yards.
Last week was his first game that he really
stand corrected. Great. Derek Carr's good, but the Raiders are not.
He's been all right.
Marshawn Lynch has been on fire, too.
Well, we'll
touchdown each game. So
is it in Cleveland?
It's at Raiders.
Ooh.
0-3, desperate Raiders team.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they are desperate. I mean,
they will not be favored, correct?
I think they are favored.
Let's play guess the line.
I think they're favored.
I'm going to say, do you have it?
Yeah. Give me like 3 seconds.
Okay, I'm going to say.
-2.5.
Okay, that ruins our guess the line game. But that's okay. -2.5.
I feel like waiting.
Fair enough. Yeah, I think the Browns have a shot.
I'd like to be 2-1-1, so that'd be nice.
Okay. Well, 1-1-1, game back in the division.
Yep.
Behind the Bengals and the Ravens. The Bengals came back to earth, but we have some takes on them here in just a bit. We're going to take a little break. Be right back.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has
Clinchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at clinchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Clinchern and Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs. Clinchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at clinchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Clinchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
On Friday, October 12th, there will be a chili supper before the football game with St. Henry, sponsored by the junior high football parents. The chili supper starts at 5, and they'll be serving hot dogs, turkey sandwiches, and of course their great chili, along with desserts and drinks. So get to the St. Henry game early on October 12th and get some great food and help out the junior high football program at the chili supper starting at 5 o'clock.
10 games and it starts in August.
And we're back. FR Practice Squad on Twitter. 419-516-0702. The Bengals came back to earth, like I've said three times now. Didn't look good against Carolina. Some positives, some negatives, but Garmin, what'd you think?
I mean, kind of what I thought was going to happen. I think Christian McCaffrey played a better game. Like, I thought he would torch us through the passing game, because I know, any Bengals fan who pays attention knows, like, our linebacker core is absolutely depleted. Like, Nick Vigil's the only one out there who's they're playing legit right now with Vontaze and Preston Brown out. But, man, I don't know if their offensive line is just that good, but there were times where Christian McCaffrey just, like, had one hole and then just no one touched him in the second level until he got to the safety.
I'm frustrated at the defensive line only because I thought they were going to, like, wreak havoc on teams. And I feel like through 3 weeks, they've been okay.
I think they've been pretty good.
Yeah.
I'll give them more credit. Cam's tough because he can get out of pocket pretty easy.
And I didn't see the whole game. I was at a party, so I couldn't watch most of the game, which I kept checking my phone rudely and running away to a small TV in the corner.
Did
Cam ever get touched?
Yeah.
Like, was he sacked or pressure?
Like he had his best success in the red zone, but, like, they run those, you know, quarterback draws, you know, the options, and he pulls it a lot, and, you know, they did pretty well, in my opinion, except for when he was in the red zone.
Because the plays I saw was him just dropping back and throwing, I mean, 15-yard, 20-yard outs on whoever Greg Kirkpatrick was guarding.
Well, Carlos Dunlap's played really, really well.
And I heard he had a strip sack.
He did.
And if Sam Hubbard could have come up with it, it would have been a game-changing play. And there was a couple other things, you know, like a holding penalty against Alex Redmond that would have put them inside the 20. And instead, Mark Walton had a nice run there on that play.
Right.
And they got pushed back, and then they got a sack. Then they tried a 53-yard field goal and missed it.
Hubbard played well. Hubbard had a tip pass that almost got intercepted.
And that flipped the field position, and then they scored, and that was the end of the game. So there were so many chances. I feel like it could have gone differently.
Yeah. I mean, if anything, in my opinion, it's our linebacker play by far. Like, I think our defensive line is fine because when you're playing a guy like Cam Newton, when you collapse the pocket on him, which the defensive line
is
did,
not good.
And then he gets out, and then he's essentially, you know, Rob Gronkowski size, but faster and more athletic.
Yeah.
And gets that, and then it's just like, you know, a relay race into the corner, and, you know, you're not going to stop him.
Yeah. And the whole week I was worried because Cam Newton can do things nobody else can do. And he's a wild card.
He's 100% a wild card.
So even like you said, when you get to him, it's a sack against Joe Flacco.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's, you know, Cam, he runs for 20 yards or throws outside the pocket.
This game, Cam Newton is the NFL's all-time leading rusher for quarterbacks.
Really? All-time?
All-time.
That's pretty impressive.
Yes. And he's probably got a handful more of seasons to play yet.
That's your third random stat tonight. I want to see how many you get up to.
Well, that one was one during the game, and I was just like, I mean, that's why, like, when he rushes for two touchdowns, it's like, what are you going to do? He could have had a game where he threw four picks.
Yeah.
He's not that great of a passer, but he's a, you know.
He happened to be on. They were picking on Kirkpatrick. They just did what they had to do, and the run set up the pass, and they couldn't stop the run. They ran for 210. McCaffrey, I think, had 183 total yards by himself.
I know he had over 150 rushing.
Yeah.
Which I thought if I had to bet money, I would have reversed that for receiving yards.
Yeah, so that was disappointing. The offense looked good for most of the game, but A.J. Green goes out with an injury in the second quarter. He landed awkwardly on a touchdown catch. It kind of looked like a catch. He ended up bobbling it, fell out of bounds, but he landed on his knee weird. It kind of bounced up.
His head.
And then he
probably done for a season.
Had a very catch happy on the sideline where he landed awkwardly again. Acted like he was going to come back in the game, and then he just sat on a Gatorade bottle the rest of the game.
And, I'm just saying, when A.J. Green, a guy, the player that dynamic, leaves the game, that completely changes the defensive scheme.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you guys have John Ross.
He's not that good.
I'm not saying he's not that good. I'm just saying the dude needs to play, 100% all the time.
He had one decent catch that I was
his fault.
Hey, there he is.
Taking him out.
It was like a slant.
He had several plays where two interceptions that Dalton threw, at least one of them was because he stopped running.
Did you hear Dave Lapham's call on that?
Yes.
Yeah, he's very angry.
Yeah.
And he should be, because we were at a Titans game last year where the dude did the exact same thing. You can run that fast,
when you're running
a deep route, you have to know at any given time the ball
comes
your way.
Tyler Boyd, twice in the game, the play was busted. And instead of stopping on his route, Tyler Boyd got open, both were 40-yard pass plays. And one was one a touchdown. One was a 50-yard gain in the fourth quarter. So,
well,
the nice thing is Tyler Boyd has turned disappointment into success.
Like, if A.J. Green doesn't play, I don't feel horrible because I really like Tyler Boyd. David knows how much I like Tyler Boyd.
Yeah.
Going back to John Ross, this is, like, what, his fourth game that he's only played in his career?
Yeah, he's basically a rookie.
So he's still, you know.
I know, but it's one of those things where it's stopping halfway through your
route. It's frustrating. Yeah, I understand that, but like it's going to take time.
My worry is that they just give up on him. Not give up on him, but they put Josh Malone up in favor of him, and then he ends up playing, you know, 10 snaps a game.
Or they draft another receiver next year's draft.
I hope they continue to force him to play because he has a skill set that if he could just figure it out, will make a make a huge play. Could make a change in the game.
And for all we know, like
nothing's happened.
Like the past couple weeks, he's been doing some of the dirty work, like picks, running picks and stuff like that.
Clearing out zones.
Right. And if I'm him, if I'm John Ross, I'm like, I'm aware that I'm kind of a dynamic talent. And I'm not giving excuses for him because maybe that's the reason why he's being like a pain in the butt. But
I think he's kind of getting like frustrated.
He
like,
might be. Yeah. Maybe that's why he's dogging it. But I'm like,
yeah. You gotta
all it takes for him is one play.
Yeah, they threw a deep shot to him, and it just was outstretched a little bit just off his fingers. So, if he catches that, we're talking differently.
In my eyes, get over it. You're still getting millions of dollars. Do your job.
Yeah.
Help the team win.
Well, I think that I think that makes sense, too. But sometimes it's not that easy to get through these guys. So,
right.
That was frustrating. But but anyway, we'll see what continues to happen. I think he's still going to play. I hope he continues to play if he doesn't, we're stupid. So Joe Mixon had knee surgery. He's still not playing. We obviously missed him, although Gio Bernard did a good job.
Yeah, and I also think, in my opinion, I am kind of a little bit of a fan of Mark Walton. I think that because I did watch the entire game, every single play except for one when he was in, they passed.
Yeah.
And they finally gave him the ball the one time. He had a nice run, and then it got called back. I'm hoping next week they give him a little bit more run because I think the guy is talented. You know, there's a reason why you give him
a fourth-round pick.
Yes.
Yeah. I agree. And Tyler Eifert is still healthy.
Yeah,
had seven catches for 80 yards.
Mm-hmm. Do you think every game, like after studying this, he's surprised that he's still healthy?
I know I am.
He's like, wow.
Yeah. I think he hasn't. This was the first game he made a big impact.
Is he getting the same amount of like red zone targets or
no?
What was your tight end? That caught the tight end,
Uzama.
Uzama. Yeah.
They're playing like a three because their tight ends are all pretty decent. Even though Garmin hates Uzama,
I do hate Uzama.
He's pretty decent. And
feed the ball.
Croft is good. So they're using the other guys to try and take some hits off of him. So you haven't seen like him spread out wide like he did a couple years ago, where if they were on the 10-yard line, it would be Eifert out wide against
the
corner.
But just not in the red zone.
And they have, yeah.
I just feel like they should have done that exact opposite. Like, have those guys kind of get it down in red zone, then put Eifert in. But
and I don't think you're wrong. I think, but I don't know. And maybe they're continuing to play him more as he
maybe get him through six games, and they might.
Yeah, I mean they're going to need him next week. I don't feel good about next week. Of course, I don't. I think they're going to lose, and maybe lose badly in Atlanta.
I don't think it's going to be that bad of a game because Atlanta has both of their starting safeties out.
Yeah.
Their stud linebacker, Deion Jones.
Yeah.
He's done for, they're all out for the season.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they got a banged up secondary.
So we should score some points. It's indoor game, right?
You could squeak one out.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Atlanta.
So
it all depends if you can stop defense. Their offense. That's about it.
I don't feel as bad about it. It's just because the way they play was going to hurt us, in my opinion. Like, I feel better. Like, Atlanta, clearly, at least from the way last game was, they like to throw it around. I feel better about our DBs than I do our linebackers.
And I feel like you can get to Matt Ryan a little easier.
Matt Ryan's not going to do what Cam Newton can do.
Exactly. Like, if we collapse the pocket on Matt Ryan, I don't expect him to take off for 20 yards.
Yeah.
They just opened the lines for next week, and they are a 6-point underdog on the road. They were, a 3-point underdog this week?
It was 3.5 or 2.5.
So Vegas is kind of falling on them a little bit, but hey, you guys just made me feel better about next week. So I don't know.
Well, Atlanta did just play like insanely well.
Yeah, and they lost still too.
Yeah.
And that's what worries me the most too, is I just hate they lost at home and now they've got a back-to-back home game against us. They're going to have to like they have to win that
one. The biggest thing is obviously you're going to be double-teaming Julio Jones.
Yeah.
So it depends. Whoever's guarding Calvin Ridley.
And I feel good about, like, our nickel corner.
I do. Denard. I don't feel good about Kirkpatrick in short routes. On deep routes,
that's the other thing from this game. Devin Funchess, who's, like, he's big, but he is a plotter.
Yeah.
He was a tight end in college, and he torched Drake Kirkpatrick yesterday.
So what's Ridley going to do to him, you know, or Sanu, or... I don't know. They're going to have to get to Matt Ryan quick, the defensive line. But also Ryan Glasgow went down with a ACL.
Which stinks, but if an injury is going to happen somewhere on our defense, that is the deepest position we have.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know who takes his place. That maybe brings someone from the practice squad. I don't know.
You might, or you just play Billings or Geno Moore.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's no good there. I don't know. I just was hoping they could get one out of these tough two road games. They had Carolina and Atlanta back to back NFC South. If they can just win one, they're sitting really good. And as we watch now, the Buccaneers are making Pittsburgh kind of sweat. They're looking pretty bad. So
still atop the AFC North.
Yeah, exactly. So we're gonna move to the most exciting game of the weekend.
Barn burner.
Philly, talk to us about your boys from Tennessee. But you get 3 minutes today.
I'm going to say it was a great team win.
Ooh.
Because our offense was not good.
So what's up with Mariota?
Mariota
can't hold the ball.
Is he hurt or is he just
benched? He's hurt.
Okay.
I mean, he's progressing. Like, his injuries are not good. But what happened against Miami is guy went low, his helmet hit his elbow, and what it did is it pinched a nerve or hit his nerve or whatever, so he couldn't grip a football. Basically, that's what the injury was.
Mm.
So, as Mike Vrabel said, I'm going to do what's best for the team. So, when it gets to Texans, he thought Blaine Gabbert was the best reason, and with me as a fan, I'm going to say that's stupid. But
is Blaine Gabbert ever the best thing for
No.
He's always the worst thing.
He got us a W against the Texans in Houston. So
did he get you a W against the Texans, or did your specialty?
He did enough.
I
feel like in that game against the Texans, you guys did everything you possibly could to not let him play quarterback.
That's true, but he didn't turn over the ball, and he did what he had to do for that game. Yes. So I come in on Saturday knowing that, or Sunday, Saturday, said that Gabbert's going to start again. So right away I'm thinking, shit. So I was like, we're going to not going to be a good game to watch or whatever. But I had hope because Blake Bortles is also garbage and our defense is better than our offense.
Blake Bortles is garbage?
Yes.
He's the future of the league based off last week.
So,
and my fantasy team.
Going in, I had some hope, but what I was kind of like in your shoes, Jordan, hoping for an injury because, like, Mariota was good to go, but they're thinking
he's just not that good.
Blaine Gabbert would be the better option. I don't know. But he gets hit with a legal head-to-head contact by one of the defense players. He gets a concussion. He gets out, and Mariota gets in. Now, Mariota didn't really do anything. He only passed for 100 yards. He had, like, 58 rushing yards, but a lot of those rushing yards came on third down. We're big to move the chains so we can give Ryan Succop a field goal, pretty much. That's how the whole game went. But our defense played great against, I don't know. I was scared because the Patriot game, they were throwing the ball everywhere, and they were, you know, it was a good offensive game for Jacksonville the week before. So I was kind of worried about our defense wouldn't be able to stop him or whatever, but Blake Bortles went back to his original self, missing receivers. Receivers had a lot of drop balls, so I was happy to see that. So, I mean,
Fournette didn't play, right?
Fournette did not play, which was also a good thing. I saw that he was out, so it was, you know, there was mixed emotions at the start of the game or whatever. But, yeah, I was really happy with the outcome. I'm not happy with the score.
You'll take the W.
Yes, it's win's a win. I'm going to take it. And it was a hard fought win. And
classic smash mouth football.
Exactly. That's pretty much what it was. But yeah,
I mean, there's nothing really to say about the game. I mean, it should have been
12. They won.
It should have been 12-6. We missed a field goal before
half. Oh, that would have been funner.
Yeah. But I don't know. Somewhere, the worries is our offense. I mean, I'm hoping that they can finally, like, click and we can, you know, start scoring touchdowns instead of field goals all the time. But I don't know. Our defense is looking solid. I like how our defense looks. So I don't know. I think the Titans are just a team. It's going to be an ugly game pretty much, whoever they play. But they always have a shot to win.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of the way their philosophy is. And if it works, it works. Whatever. I'm fine with it. W's a W.
Sounds like a fun season.
Oh, yeah.
A W is a W. I like
Who's your guys' field goal kicker?
Ryan Suckup.
Guys in fantasy, pick him up.
Rob Baronis.
Having a big year.
Yeah. Well, good. Titans stand at 2-1. Are you in first place?
Yep.
First place. The Bengals are 2-1, tied first for place. First place with well, they have a tiebreaker against
right now. Not the Browns will never.
And the Browns are 1-1-1.
We're on the chase.
Yeah. Okay.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are currently in last place, which is nice to watch. So tonight we have our draft 5.0 coming up. TV shows.
And we have some looks likes.
Oh, good.
And we have some NFL take. I mean, I figured we would cover the whole NFL.
Yeah.
We have stuff to talk about.
We got Tiger Woods stuff to talk about,
too.
So we'll be right back with all that good stuff. See you in a second.
Pizza. Just the word makes me hungry. Miracle Lanes has the best pizza around, and all you have to do is call them at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Their Queen of Hearts drawing will be every Saturday afternoon at 3:30, so be sure to get out there and get your tickets for your chance to win. They're open every day. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wings buffet. Reserve your lanes now for birthday parties and other events. Pizza, wings, sandwiches, Miracle Lanes, 375-4274. Now open every day.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What is it about how a well-manicured lawn looks? Well, ask anyone who owns a Simplicity, and they will tell you what it is. Pride. What's the secret? Simplicity tractors have an innovative free-floating mower deck with full-width rollers that follow the contours of your lawn and deliver a precision cut. Not to mention the ability to create eye-catching, ballpark-style striping patterns, sure to get everyone's attention. Take pride in how your lawn will look and visit K&L Tractor to test drive a Simplicity today.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs. The Jay County Civic Theater will be presenting their production of Parlor Games on September 27th, 29th, and 30th at Arts Place in Portland. The show will be at 7 o'clock on Thursday and Saturday evenings, and also a 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday afternoon. There are several local actors in the play, including Fort Recovery's own Zach Champ, who stars as a man who fakes his own death so he can find out what people would say about him after he's dead, before he's dead. Stop by and get your tickets at Arts Place at 131 East Walnut Street in Portland, or get them online at artsland.org. Don't miss your chance to see the Jay County Civic Theater's production of Parlor Games at Arts Place in Portland. The show will be Thursday, September 27th, and Saturday, September 29th at 7 p.m., and Sunday afternoon, September 30th at 2 o'clock. Get your tickets now for Parlor Games at artsland.org or stop by Arts Place and pick them up in person.
And we're back. FR Practice Squad on Twitter. Or call us. 419-516.
A lot of enthusiasm.
072. Or call us. What else do you guys think of the NFL this weekend? Garmin, go.
Well, I'll take the low-hanging fruit and talk about the Bills in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 17-point underdogs, and they ended up winning.
Like, they literally almost shut them out.
I wonder what the money line was on that.
They didn't just win. They freaking beat them, like, bad.
Josh Allen is a superstar, and I'm going to spend all my fab budget on him. He's the next big thing.
I think there was a...
Better than Baker.
If you put $5 on the money line and you pick the Bills, the Washington Redskins, what other upsets were there? The Saints.
Uh-huh.
You could say the Titans.
The Titans were one. I think there's another game.
Okay.
Detroit.
Patriots. Yes, Detroit.
Detroit.
You put a $5 bet on the money line and parlayed it. It was $5 would have got you like $10,000 or something.
Really?
Yeah.
That easy. The other random stat from that game, that is the biggest point spread upset since 1995.
Yep.
I have that.
I heard that too.
That's good. You still, that's four random stats for you. Jordan, you have zero so far.
Okay, well, do you want some of mine?
Yes.
Drop some knowledge.
All right. So, Mahomes has as many touchdowns as Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, and Carson Wentz combined.
This season. He's going to be a Hall of Famer already.
I think so.
Yeah. He's basically inducted next year.
Until he blows his knee out and he don't do nothing after that, then he's not going
to
be a Hall of Famer.
When is he going to come back down to earth?
Well, he's going to have to throw an interception at some point, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know. But
do you remember last year when Kansas City went 6-0, started all 6-0, and then they're kind of like David said, went back to earth. Like, but I don't know. Like, can you stop their offense? Like
some of the throws he's making looks...
They're good. Legit. The thing about Pat Mahomes going into the season was that he is the ultimate like gunslinger mentality because he's got that cannon for an arm. And so like everyone's like, he's going to have those games where he has 400 yards and four touchdowns. He's also going to have those games where he has 104 interceptions.
Did you guys see the game between Baker Mayfield and Pat Mahomes? It was tweeted when they played at Texas Tech in Oklahoma.
Was it a shootout or was it 6-9?
I'll pull that up as we're talking, but it's insane, that game.
They probably
played at Texas Tech.
10 interceptions apiece.
Another stat.
Oh, yeah, number two.
I'm just going to rip them off now.
Yep. Thanksgiving Day 2013. What was that?
Thanksgiving from 5 years ago?
Was that?
That was the last time the Lions had a 100-yard rusher.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No,
He looked awesome.
Yeah.
Who was that rusher?
Reggie Bush.
Yes, it was.
It was Reggie
Bush.
Yeah. Did you know that, Philly?
Yes.
Wow.
I did. Yeah, because I watched the whole game last night.
Everyone's got random stats. I have zero. I feel left out. I need to look up some random stats. Do you have another one?
Yeah, I do.
Keep them coming.
All right. So, December 13th, 2015 was the last Sunday the Browns won a game and the Bengals lost a game.
Oh, on the same Sunday?
On the same Sunday.
Okay, I was going to say.
No.
We've lost a lot of games.
So, that hasn't happened
in almost 3 years. Super Bowl.
You know, I had a thought of that, too, and I was like, I wonder when the last day, what I thought that exact thing. So, you answered my question that I thought of at the party that I was at that I shouldn't have been thinking about that lot.
All right. So this is a good one. So there have been, in the last 30 years, two QBs who have lost despite throwing for 350 yards plus, five touchdowns and zero interceptions. Both Eli Manning and Matt Ryan. And they both have lost to Drew Brees.
Uh-huh. The Saints, I saw when the Saints were underdogs in that game. I thought that's probably a good one to bet on because the Saints just... Every once in a while, especially coming off a loss, or they didn't play very good against the Browns. They didn't. They should have lost. They didn't. But that offense can just go nuts all the time. It seems like, and with Kamara and Drew Brees, and
can't guard Mike, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like I don't ever feel good. That's another team I would never feel good playing against.
Is this a hot take? Is this something I was thinking about this week? Well, this Sunday is that I would. Like, if I was starting from a franchise like Fantasy Draft and you have these guys at any point in their career, I would take Drew Brees over Tom Brady every time.
Really?
Yes.
For what reason?
I don't know. I just think he's a better quarterback. I think overall he has a better quarterback than Tom
passing
Brady.
Passing-wise, yeah. He helped through.
How much of Brady is Belichick?
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Mm-hmm. We'll never know because Tom Brady got all grumpy and wanted to trade Garoppolo.
I couldn't believe when I heard that they tried to trade Gronk.
And did you hear what Gronk said?
Yeah,
he said he was going to.
Wanted to retire.
When Gronk was going, there was a statement saying Gronk was going to retire. That was because they're trying to trade him to Detroit. Yeah. And he says, if you do that, I'm going to retire. And they finally asked him that after the game last night. And he said, Tom Brady's my quarterback. If he goes, I go. I was like, what are you going to do when you retire? You going to retire? Yeah. I mean, like,
Brady's going to play until he's 50.
He probably will, but
I think that Drew Brees has a better chance of playing until he's 45 than Tom Brady does.
Really?
Because there's
another hot take.
Well, because Tom Brady's been, like, very open about, like, I'm going to play until I'm 45.
But he stretches in ligament activation or whatever the TB12 stuff
is. I don't care.
I mean, he has, like, you can buy his medicine balls online for, like, $200. I think
that the empire is falling in New England. Belichick is Palpatine, and Tom Brady is Darth Vader, and it is collapsing.
Yeah, well, that's good for our favorite teams. So last week we had our, we each picked a team, and we parlayed them. We're currently watching, well, it doesn't matter.
We're currently watching David make us go 1-2 again.
They're going to take the lead here in a little bit.
I had the Steelers +1.5, and if this guy makes his field goal, they're covering, and he just made it. So, yes, we're looking good on that one. But we did lose your bet.
Time to eat some crow, because I was very adamant about Belichick just burying Detroit, and they did it.
Yeah. And Detroit looked pretty good doing it. They needed a win, and they got one. And Philly had a nice pick rolling with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Ride their coattails.
Yep. And they covered the spread. So we're 1-1 and still waiting on the results of this one. We were 1-2 last week. So that brings it to, what, 2-3?
Yeah.
Waiting this one. So not a hot start.
Did you hear the Belichick press conference?
No.
It's just classic Belichick. They're like, basically asking him, like, what do you need to do better?
Everything.
What do you need to do better? Everything better. Offense and defense. We need to be better. I'm Bill Belichick. Brr.
Yeah, and that's what he says when they lose. That was basically Marvin Lewis.
On to Cincinnati.
Not to break what we're doing here, but the one thing I wanted to talk about, like other NFL games, was the Green Bay Packers game. All right.
Yeah.
Clay Matthews got another roughing the passer penalty. Yeah. And what I find funny is this new quarterback rule came from when Barr broke Rodgers' collarbone. Yeah. So it all came from Packers, and all these Packer fans are crying about it. It's just kind of ironic. I just wanted to point that out.
Well, it's frustrating because I don't think that those should be penalties.
They shouldn't be.
By the way it's written in the rule book.
But by the rules, it is a penalty. And I just find it funny that all the Packers fans are crying about it, but it came because of their quarterback from last year.
Packers fans, shut up.
They just had another one in this game. Gerald McCoy just hit Ben Roethlisberger the most legal way ever.
Yeah.
Had him with his shoulder. Didn't even finish the tackle. Kind of like let up. And they threw a flag.
Did anybody see the video online where it was two Packer fans, a husband and wife, and the wife's wearing a Rodgers jersey, and the husband, he was like,
pretends to be on defense.
Yes, he's like, I guess this is how the NFL needs to tackle. And he goes, grabs her, picks her up, lays her down, puts a pillow underneath his head,
and he's like, throws a flag. Yeah.
It's just kind of funny. It's getting ridiculous.
There were some really bad ones in college football on Saturday, too.
Yes, there were.
Is anyone finding that it's harder to watch football because of it?
No.
Yeah. No.
No.
It's frustrating, like,
it is.
Because it does change the way
it does
outcomes of games.
Well, so what I think needs to happen is, all right, if they're going to keep this rule, they need to keep that. They need to change the yardage penalty. You can't give them a 15-yard because 15 yards is way too much in my eyes.
Well, the thing that's frustrating, like, that's kind of crazy, at least with the ones in the NFL that have been called, like, especially the Clay Matthews ones, they've been, like, called in really crucial situations.
I got a random fact about pass interference calls in the NFL. This is the first 2 weeks. And, like, the past 3 years, there was, like, 1 year with 9. I'm not 100% sure, but 1 year with 9, 1 year with 11, one year with 12.
Roughing the passer.
Roughing the passer, I mean. And in the first 2 weeks of the NFL this year, they had 21 roughing the passer's penalty. So last year it was, like, 11 through the whole season. 2 weeks, 21.
21. So it's essentially doubled.
Yeah. Within two games. It was like something needs to change. I'm all for, protecting the quarterback, I guess, but the NFL needs to decide.
Those are the guys that people want to watch.
Yeah.
The quarterbacks. It's a quarterback-driven league. I get all that.
But, I mean, if you're going to make that, if they're going to keep that rule, change that to, like, a 5-yard penalty or something, because it's going to happen. I mean, honestly, you can see the difference. A whole season compared to two games, and it's already doubled or more, you know. So,
like, I don't know if the NFL issued a statement or not, but do you remember last week when Mike Zimmer was asked about
his own player who had that same issue, had roughing the passer, and he complained to the official, and the official told him, you did everything right. They just want us to call that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so what are we doing?
Well, I don't know what the TV
ratings are. You might as well put flags on the quarterback, and just as they pull it, then boom.
I don't know what the TV ratings have been, but I don't think it's hurting anyone from watching the game so far, but we'll see.
Who's kneeling
there? Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't heard much of that yet.
Because people are so
I think I think Dolphins might be the only team that's doing it now.
Yeah.
David, fix it.
Okay.
let's go back to spread. Sorry, I was sidetracked.
Hey, Steelers just went up another touchdown, so looking better.
Spoilers
there
for anyone DVR in the game.
So we're going to make our picks for next week.
Yeah.
So, Jordan, we're just going to go around the room.
Okay.
And we're going to make our pick against spread. We parlay that every week. We're 0-2, but maybe we're here this time, so that's going to make a difference. So you start.
I think that will make a difference. Okay. So I'm going to do New Orleans. I think they are -2.5.
3.5.
I'll still take them.
Yeah.
New Orleans.
At the Giants.
Yep. -3.5 at the Giants.
Yeah.
What's your takeaway there?
They win by a touchdown.
Easy. It looks like Eli Manning's pretty much out of gas.
Yeah.
And the slowest player in the NFL.
Yeah, I don't think Barkley's enough to carry your season.
Oh, what? OBJ?
Their line kind of sucks.
I like it. We break books. I like
the pick. And I'm kind of with Garmath. I like Drew Brees a lot. Michael Thomas seems like right now like the best receiver in the league.
Okay,
did you see what he's on pace for? It's like...
And Kamara might be the best running back.
It's unbelievable. Like, he's on pace for like 200 some catches, like 2,000 yards.
Do you have a question, Garmin?
Yeah. Well, no, I was just going to say, like, so this is something that like a lot of fantasy people have been talking about, because Antonio Brown's always the consensus wide receiver pick. If you had Michael Thomas or Antonio Brown, like if someone traded you Antonio Brown for Michael Thomas, would you do it?
Right now?
Yeah.
Are you talking like a GM or like...
Like, fans? You're getting Antonio Brown. Would you get rid of Michael Thomas for Antonio Brown, who's usually the consensus number one receiver?
No.
I wouldn't either.
How much younger
is he? But going into the season, I would have picked Antonio Brown over Michael Thomas.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I'm just saying, right now, it's just...
Antonio Brown just scored a touchdown, too, by the way.
Yeah, so does that change it, Jordan?
Yes.
No, it does not.
Garmin, go ahead.
Okay, so I've admitted that I am now officially riding the Josh Allen bandwagon, and I'm saying the Bills will cover, and they are... +10.5 to, let me see, I can't even
remember.
To Green Bay.
Can I have another side question here?
Sure.
So who do we think will be the best quarterback of the first rounders?
Josh Allen. The Cowboy.
Baker.
Okay. Nobody thinks Sam Darnold or Josh Rosen.
No. I didn't think Sam Darnold looked good at all.
Josh Rosen is finally, he's the starter for this week. We saw him part of the game last week.
I'll be perfectly honest. Like, what I think of Sam Darnold, and I could be completely wrong just because he's super young. He's like the youngest quarterback to ever start in the NFL. He seems like, at best, a very good game manager to me.
Yeah.
Compared to all those guys.
And I know, like...
He doesn't throw the ball down the field.
He doesn't look like...
Some people like that, you know, like an even-keeled quarterback. It just seems like he has no emotion. He's like a robot.
Yeah.
All I got to say, if Josh Allen keeps what he did against him, like he played against a good defense and what he did against them...
As of right now...
It might have been a fluke.
As of right now...
It's going to be between Allen or Mayfield.
Josh Allen is the most electric player in all of football.
See him hurdle that guy?
He was hurling people?
Yeah. Right. Well,
I'm diving for touchdowns.
I think those two probably just because they have the highest ceilings.
Yeah.
And probably have, you know, I don't know, the lowest.
Josh Allen can throw the ball a mile. So, I mean, you just need a receiver that can run that far, I guess, pretty much. But right.
Philly, make your pick, man.
I'm going to ride with Kansas City again. They're at Denver, which is a tougher defense, but... I mean, no defense really showed that they could really stop them. So,
yeah.
I'm going to say they're going to win by at least a touchdown again. So, that's, I don't know, 4.5.
I like it.
I take it.
I like it. This is strong so far. I'm going to go, and I'm going to ruin this all. I'm going to take Detroit. They are 2.5-point underdogs at Dallas. They looked really good against the Patriots.
That's bad. I feel like mine's Dallas? Easily the worst.
Yeah.
That's a good pick. After watching Dallas after Dallas Seahawks game, after that game, yeah, Dallas.
I think you could even ask Toby right now. Like, judging from Toby's Twitter, he is not happy right now.
He's banking on them freaking drafting Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah. So I'm going to go.
They're already off the deck. The Dak train in Dallas is gone. They're
Detroit gone. +2.5. So, to recap, the full recovery practice squad parlay, if you want to make some money, get on this. Detroit +2.5. New Orleans -3.5. Buffalo +10.5. And KC -4.5.
That feels really low to me for how they've been playing.
I agree. I feel
like there's no love yet for them.
I agree. If you listen to us, everybody, we're your financial advisors.
Denver's defense, we're like, oh, they're so good. I don't know.
Well,
they lost to Baltimore.
I think Vegas has to be like, it's got to end.
We
have a Twitter question real quick before the break, and I got to find it. It's from our loyal listener, Naderade X from Cincinnati, Nate Ruhnkamp. What is the worst rule in the NFL, spot of the foul pass interference or the new QB protection rule?
I'll throw another one in. Kickoff, you can't double team block.
Wedge rule.
Yeah.
Garmin disagrees.
That one's safety, and I haven't noticed anything with that one.
Okay.
The one that I hate is the one where if you fumble into the end zone, the other team gets the ball back, and they get it on the 20.
Yeah.
Well, don't be a dork and fumble the ball.
But that is such a huge, huge penalty. Like, that happened to you guys when we were playing you guys. You guys were driving down the field. You were within 5 yards, and Corey Davis fumbles it into the end zone, and then we get the ball back.
Could have been his first touchdown of the regular season.
Five-yard automatic first down on illegal contact is, like, the worst.
And it's, like, so gutting.
Or holding.
Third and 15.
Holding. It just doesn't make sense. When it's away from the play, if it, like, is on the receiver, then tender receiver.
Isn't defensive holding a five-yard?
For automatic first down?
That's insane.
But I will say, I'm just going to go with the pass interference in regards to this question, because
the spot of the foul, like, that could be a 75-yard.
The only reason the Ravens were within 3 touchdowns of the Bengals last week was because of that rule.
Yeah.
Because two touchdown drives, Flacco just throws it up 70 yards.
All you need is, like, a John Brown guy or
60-yard play.
Yeah.
Puts him inside. Actually, both. One happened in the end zone. So one was on the goal line. Another one moved to 60 yards. I think the Bengals win by like 4 touchdowns last week if it's not a spot of the foul.
Right.
So that's why a lot of teams are going after these flags, like John Ross, Callaway, or whatever.
Yeah.
Just run. If they grab you, you're gaining how many yards already.
If only the NFL would listen to us, it would be a perfect product. So I just suggest Goodell tunes into FR Radio one of these days.
He needs to resign. And we thank you for your question, Nate.
Exactly. Thank you, Nate. Keep them coming. We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back. Draft 5.0 TV shows growing up. So we're going to open up some nostalgia here. We'll be right back.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. 4 generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms. More than work.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
The Fort Recovery Music Boosters will be hosting their annual All-You-Can-Eat Breakfast on Sunday, October 7th at the Legion from 8:30 to noon. Tickets are available from any band or choir member, or you can get them at the door. The tickets are only $6, and kids under 5 are free, and carryouts will be available. So stop out for breakfast on Sunday morning, October 7th, for the Music Boosters All-You-Can-Eat Breakfast from 8:30 to noon at the Legion.
It's the Practice Squad. Follow us Twitter at FR Practice Squad. Or call us. Chat with us. 419-516-0702. Hey, you guys remember those days, Saturday mornings, or actually every day when we were kids, where all we had to do was just watch shows, watch TV.
I say after school.
Yeah, that too.
Shows after school were...
Yes. Yeah, I wasn't much of a Saturday morning cartoon watcher.
Okay, never mind.
Well, you missed out. I really feel bad.
None of my shows will be one of those, so...
Fair enough.
Yeah, that explains a lot, Jordan.
Okay. Yeah, it does explain a lot. Yeah.
Well, we're kind of far-reaching, so this could be basically, what do we decide? Everything from, like, childhood up till high school?
While we were in some form of school.
So even through college?
Well, no, any type of, like, four recovery school.
Okay.
Yeah. Graduate. So
high school. Up through be. High school.
Whenever you can remember watching TV shows to high school.
Fair enough.
Graduating.
So we're going to start with Jordan.
Oh.
If I'm putting you on the spot.
No, I'm all right.
Okay.
My first pick might be out there, but so my first pick is Jackass.
Okay.
Ooh, can we say that?
Yes, I got it cleared.
You cleared it with the FCC.
Now, it was just one of my favorite shows of all time. I probably laughed the hardest at that show than anything else.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of iconic to the era. You can't really do that now.
No.
I mean,
You could probably do it now.
You could do it now.
Probably like with Netflix and stuff.
Yeah.
It'd be hard to get that stuff.
I'm surprised there's not something like that. Like,
yeah.
Because that show worked so well.
There were so many. You know, there's like Animal.
Yeah, Wild Boys. Yeah, but then they all got addicted to drugs.
They did. Well, Steve-O and...
Steve-O's clean.
Steve-O's clean.
He's clean.
All of them.
Now he's just climbing skyscrapers and trying to save whales.
Johnny Knoxville, did he?
No, yeah. Johnny Knoxville's pretty clean.
He parlayed it into a just rousing movie career.
Yes.
He just came out with another movie that's kind of the same
action
concept.
Action
Did anyone see that?
No.
No.
I don't think anyone
did. I saw the trailer and I was like, oh, he gets beat up a lot.
All right. I remember buying all the DVDs, seeing all the movies in theaters.
Yep.
It's just one of those things.
That's a very good pick. I like it. Garmin.
I'm going to go, the first, like, my parents were always pretty strict with what I watched.
Yeah.
Until, like, I got into high school. And I will say, like, the first time I watched, like, something, like, raunchy, it's definitely South Park.
Yep, I knew that was coming.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
You didn't have that on your list, David?
Well, so, like, I went way younger.
I'm going younger, too.
And with my first pick, I don't know, this might not be on anybody else's list, but I'm going Rocket Power.
Nice.
Rocket Power.
That was a great show. This is when you got out of school, you went home, and this was always on, and always turned the TV on, and that's what I watched for, like, I don't know, an hour or so.
And you were always way into, like, skateboarding and rollerblading.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was big.
Surfing.
Who wasn't? With my first pick, with the fourth pick in tonight's draft 5.0, I'm going to take Power Rangers.
Ooh, that was on my list.
Which
installment?
The first one.
Mighty Morphin?
Yeah, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers with...
Jason?
Who is Lord Zedd? Wanda. Wasn't Wanda the bad lady?
The witch?
Yeah.
No, it was Rita Repulsa.
Rita Repulsa.
Come on, David.
Wanda.
This was your favorite show?
Who was like the big face in the...
Zordon. Yeah, Zordon. And they covered all bases of... So like the Red Ranger was like the popular jock.
Yeah.
You had...
He was the leader.
An Asian girl. You had...
diversity.
Yeah, you had a black guy. You had the nerd. You had the ditzy girl.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you had everyone covered.
Pink Ranger.
And it was just... I mean, it really taught me about diversity and crime fighting. So, Power Rangers, number one. And then I'm going to double back with Hey Arnold.
Ooh.
Definitely my favorite Nickelodeon show. On my list currently, I have a bunch of Nickelodeon shows. I watched a lot of Nickelodeon. But Hey Arnold, like, it still holds up. because I have watched episodes recently on that. They have a show that show all the 90s Nickelodeon show.
Yeah, what is that? My sister watches that all the time.
I don't know. It's great.
There are some legit, fantastic, like, good episodes of Hey Arnold.
Oh, yeah.
Where it gets serious.
Yeah, where it, like, covers
do you remember,
deep emotions.
Yeah, do you remember, like, Stoop Kid? The Stoop Kid episode?
Does get out of Stoop.
Do you remember Pigeon
The Pigeon
Man?
Guy.
Yeah. He's, like, super loner.
And then he teaches
him about friendship.
And those guys go up there and they beat up all his pigeon stuff. And he's like, this is how people are.
Yeah. Yes. Teaches you lessons about life. Fantastic show. So, yeah. Arnold.
I'm going to go with, in my eyes, it's going to be the OG of cartoons. Okay. Rugrats.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good pick.
That was the first cartoon I remember watching when I was a kid. Was,
you
want
to know, to be honest, and Rugrats taught me about Jewish holidays.
Yeah. I didn't know what they were either.
I didn't know, because, like, all those characters were Jewish, like Dr. Lipschitz.
Dr. Lipschitz.
Yeah. Reptar was.
Reptar.
What was, Tommy Pickles. That's
Tommy Pickles.
Yep. I was the most Chucky Finster kid ever. Guys, we're going to get in trouble. We
remember
should
go to the Every time I see a pill bug, I think of Chucky from Rugrats.
Yeah. It really was a good show.
Can we just stay here and play in the sand?
Yeah, guys. It's going to storm. We should go home.
It's still like that when us four are going on a trip.
Hey,
David's going to be the.
Turn the TV off. I want to go to bed.
Guys, we should just go to bed.
Someone needs to be responsible, and I have taken that role in our friendship for our whole life.
Right.
So, Garmin.
Okay, so I thought you were going to take this one. I'm going to go OG cartoons, like coming home from school, like my favorite memories is Batman the Animated Series.
I thought about taking that, but I didn't want to take it from you.
There's a lot of OGs out there.
I was going to say.
That one.
Do you have an OG?
I don't.
That one to me was because, oh my God, I love that show so much.
Oh, you still do?
I still do, because I still think it holds up, because that show, theme-wise, there are stuff that still totally holds up today. Like, it was pretty dark.
Yep.
Certain episodes were pretty dark.
Yep. Jordan.
Yeah, I don't have many cartoons on here. So
you're just more mature, always have been.
Always has been.
But I will go with the show I watched every morning before I went to school with, like, a bowl of cereal or Pop-Tarts, and that was Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, I had that one on my list. That's a good pick.
So,
I hate it. Kelly Kapowski is still the best-looking girl ever when I was young.
Zach Morris is trash.
Zach Morris is trash.
He's still someone I always wanted to be.
Yeah, if you want a good YouTube series, look it up. Yeah. Zach Morris is trash. Talks about how immoral of a person he truly was, and he only cared about himself and nobody else.
I'm so excited.
Zach Morris is trash.
And, like, I mean, just like the episodes, you know, there's a whole season where they, like, worked on a beach.
Yeah.
And then
is that when they were older?
They were older. That was like Leah Remini.
Okay, yeah.
Yep. She was part of it. And then they had, like, an episode. The college years out, those were always good, too.
Like, didn't they have a TV movie where they got married, like, with Kelly Vegas and Zach?
Yep.
I didn't know that. That's pretty impressive.
I just like to know where they all end up, you know?
And back-to-back with you.
Oh. Okay, so every Saturday I would stay up and watch Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
I also have Saturday Night Live.
I was going to say that when it was good.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite era?
Probably the Will Ferrell.
Okay. Which was era. Who else was in there with him?
Like Molly
was
Shannon.
Fallon there?
Nah, towards the end.
Okay.
Like Chris Kattan.
Adam Sandler was in there.
Yeah, some good ones. Quinn. What's his name? Colin Quinn is there. So, kind of that era.
Well, that's a good pick.
I didn't know. Adam Sandler was close. Chris Farley.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. Garmin.
Gosh. Okay. I'm trying to think, like, I'm trying to remember the girl's name in it, because, like, you talk about Kelly Kapowski. I watched all the time. I loved watching The Wonder Years.
Winnie.
Was in love with Winnie.
Yeah.
I didn't care what Fred Savage was up to. I just hoped that Winnie would show up.
Great theme song, too, by, I can't think of his name right now, but cover of the Beatles song, A Little Help from My Friends. But that's an awesome show. I really like that show, too.
That was a good show.
Joe Cocker. That's who it was. Philly.
I'm going to go with That 70s Show. I don't know if it was really that good, but I enjoyed it. So that was kind of my show that I kind of watched.
That was a show I never got into when it was playing, but
That 70s Show?
Like,
through Netflix?
But when I do watch an episode, it is pretty funny. So. I just never watched them.
I always would watch it like with my dad. My every time watching the 70s show, he'd always be like, "That's how it was.
That's how it was back in my day." Yeah. That's so realistic.
Yeah. Reliving this freaking. Yeah. That's great.
So for my final two, another girl I had a crush on in TV shows, Boy Meets World.
Ooh, yeah. Topanga.
Topanga. Has anyone ever met a person named Topanga?
God, no.
And where did they come up with that name? I've always wondered that. Like, that is the most random name.
I don't know.
Yeah, great show, though.
All I know, I can kind of say that, like, some of the shows that we watched when we were going through puberty were based around, like,
yeah,
Topanga, Kelly Kapow,
Winnie. Yeah, yeah. Just like, a hot middle-aged or teenage girl.
Yeah.
That's probably why we all watched. And then I'm going to go with Goosebumps.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm still scared when the opener comes on. And it wasn't even scary. I was just such a baby.
You're kind of a baby.
Yeah, I was always so
scared. I can picture you curled up in the blanket, just have your eyes peeking out of it. Just, yeah.
I hated it, man. But I watched it, you know, because I really was focused on getting better. And that's what I still do to this day. I always want to get better. So I forced myself to watch that. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, like legitimately, I read those books and that show shouldn't have, but it did put fear in
me. Do you remember, that reminds me, this is on my list, but do you remember Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah.
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 Which one do you think was more scary? Probably that one. The opener to that show is still scary.
Where they like threw dust in the fire.
Yeah. It shows like they're swing rocking.
Are You Afraid of the Dark might be because what are those kids doing?
I don't know.
Like, are they a cult? They're like the Midnight Club.
Wait, is that like what they...
They would leave their houses in the middle of the night to go to a campfire and tell scary stories to each other.
That's right. It always started with that, didn't it?
Yeah. So I'm like, these kids are in a cult. So that's clearly scary.
So it's clearly scary, yeah. So to recap, mine was Hey Arnold, Boy Meets World, Goosebumps, and Power Rangers. Might be my best team yet.
See, with my final one, I want to name two, but I'm going to name one. And if no one names the other one, then I want to say what my tie would be or whatever. But I'm going to go with Beavis and Butthead. I don't know. It maybe not might be the best show, but I enjoyed it a lot. Just, I don't know. It was just stupid comedy, pretty much. I
really enjoyed their music videos in the middle of their episode. They just show a music video. Funny.
Yeah. Like Mystery Science Theater kind of style.
Yeah, and they just comment on them. Yeah.
The movie.
It was always like the break in between the episode.
That was
good. Yeah. That's a good pick. I forgot about that show.
Yeah.
Still like that movie, too.
So, sorry. I am Cornholio.
Do you have a take?
Nope.
Okay.
I'll wait.
Carmen.
Okay, my last one is I feel like a theme here is I have to pick a Nickelodeon show.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pick Doug.
That's a good one. What was the name of the band?
The band?
It wasn't the Beatles, was it?
I don't remember. I just remember like everyone had like
it was off
Skeeter
the Beatles. Yeah.
And Patty Mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Patty Mayonnaise.
Like, why were people green?
Right?
That show made no sense.
It was super diverse.
A lot of shows back then.
And then what was he for?
Nobody.
It was a super Quail Man.
Yeah.
I would rather watch Doug than some of the cartoon shows they have out now.
I was starting to sound old, but yeah, you're right. I think Doug was a great show, but was no, never mind. I thought that was
The band name was The Beats.
The Beats. Okay, it was off
thanks,
the Beatles.
Neil.
So yeah, thanks, Neil. Jordan, finish it out.
Oh wait, their song was Killer Tofu.
Killer Tofu banging on the trash can was their other one.
Yeah, that's funny. So. Nobody said, and I'm not going to say this, but I was surprised nobody said The Simpsons.
I know I don't care about The Simpsons.
Okay, I'm just making
sure. Sorry, I'm not. That was a hard.
Someone's gonna be like, no one said The Simpsons.
I've just never really been a fan.
Yeah. There's a lot of them out there.
Like honorable mention for me, I would have picked Family Guy. Like I would much rather watch Family Guy or South Park than The Simpsons.
But yeah, I would too.
The one I wanted to put was
I'm not done yet.
Oh, never mind. That was last pick, wasn't it?
No,
I know he didn't pick The Simpsons.
No.
Did you pick The Simpsons?
No, I did not.
Okay. I thought you said you picked The Simpsons. No. Okay, never mind.
I was going to say Salute Your Shorts. So I don't know if you guys ever watched Salute Your Shorts.
That sounds familiar. What is that?
No. You did not? Okay. No. Well, it was like they're all in a camp.
I watched all that.
Who is Ben Stiller married to?
That really hot chick.
Okay. Christy something. Taylor.
That's where she got her start.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah. But
did you make your final pick?
Yes.
That was it?
Okay. Yep. Salute Your Shorts?
Yep.
Okay. Jordan, name your team. Do you have them?
Yes. Jackass, Saved by the Bell, Saturday Night Live, and Salute Your Shorts.
It's definitely different than mine, but a nice take on it. Garmin.
I got South Park, Batman the Animated Series, Wonder Years, and Doug.
Nice. Phil?
Say I didn't write mine down, but it was Rugrats, Rocket Power,
yes,
Beavis and Butthead, that 70 show.
We
then
got
I
you.
Said the one that I wanted to say, well, it was close with Beavis and Butthead, was Walker, Texas Ranger.
Oh, nice.
I'm a big Chuck Norris fan, so that was another one.
I had Hey Arnold, Boy Meets World, Goosebumps, and Power Rangers, and Kevin texts me, Topanga Canyon is a place in Southern California where Charles Manson murdered a family.
Oh.
So.
Way to bring it down.
Thanks, Kevin.
Does anybody remember the
But he also adds,
Bobby's World?
Topanga was hot.
Yes.
Cartoon.
So. All I know is that, like, this whole draft should have started off with, like, one of those dumb things you see on Facebook where it's like, only 90s kids will understand.
Yeah. Yeah. Clickbait on the internet. So we have some looks like again tonight, and we'll be right back with those.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris, experience suspension.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms. More than work.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. On Thursday, the Lady Indians will travel to Marion Local to take on the Flyers. The ladies are playing great, and the Flyers are always tough, so this should be another great MAC match. On Friday, it's football at Parkway. The Wayne Street Market pregame show will start around 7:15. On Saturday, it's back to volleyball, as the ladies will travel to always tough Fort Loramie. Lots of sports this week. Thursday, volleyball at Marion Local. Friday, football at Parkway. Saturday, volleyball at Fort Loramie. Get to all these games if you can to help support our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
You spoke it into existence.
Practice Squad on Twitter, or call us 419-516-0702. Jordan Sogler's back tonight, so we have the looks like game. It has returned.
Has returned.
So, yes.
South Park.
So, give us what you got.
All right. Well, first I want to ask again, do you guys have any?
No.
Okay.
Never do.
We don't write jokes.
Can we?
You're the one that watch SNL.
Can we just have next week? Each of you has said bring one.
No.
Yes, I'll do some.
Okay.
I promise.
I won't.
Philly will not. Garmin?
I'll do one.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. All right, so let's start. Okay.
This one must be really funny.
No, it's not. Okay. Does Adam Schefter look like a guy who could kill a conversation with a bad joke?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I was just pointing out before we got here that he is a funny-looking guy. And like a dweeb, like he would say, like, just dweeby stuff.
Well, he has a weird smirk on his face all the time. Yeah. I don't know. And he's got 10 phones. So he's always,
I bet he's got a weird laugh.
Yeah, I mean, just see, he always seems like he's on a different level than everybody else.
Yeah.
Like he's the guy that's always on the outside of the joke, but is laughing because he thinks he's in on the joke.
He's always looking at his phone for the next scoop.
So, does Bob Wiley look like the CEO of a pumpkin patch?
The CEO of a pumpkin patch?
Yes. Yes, he does?
Yeah. That's a thing.
How do you get that
job?
That's
not even a job.
That's a thing.
No.
That's a farmer.
Does Matt Patricia look like the cook at your local bar?
Yes. He looks like a cafeteria cook. Like a hairnet.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm
saying. Yeah.
Does Ed Orgeron look like the first person you try to make out of clay in art class?
I think I know what you're going for. Yeah.
Go Tigers.
That's good.
Hold that tiger.
Are they undefeated still?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. What's their quarterback from Ohio State?
Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow. Yes. I about put you on the spot there, but
yeah, thank
you
guys.
Joe Burrow.
Thanks, Carmen.
No problem.
Does Tony Dungy look like a character in a Tim Burton movie?
No.
No?
No.
I don't have my sound effects ready. So. Also,
would the sound effect make it better? Like, is he supposed to be creepy looking or something?
He's got like the big head. And,
yeah. There you go. Have that ready for these next 5 years.
I like the confidence.
Does Mike Brown look like a turtle who lost his shell?
Oh, for sure. Yes.
And ironically, every preseason they have turtle soup.
Oh, do they?
At their
media, and all the media people complain about how terrible.
How it sucks, and it's like all gelatinous and gross.
Does Marvin Lewis look like the Chuck E. Cheese manager who has to apologize for your pizza taking too long?
Yeah, and he would like laugh like he like has like the worst laugh.
This is how it is.
Yeah. He laughs like Woody the Woodpecker.
Does Jimmy Garoppolo look like the new kid in school who steals all the girlfriends?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tore his ACL though, so not anymore.
Yeah, sorry, I'm sorry.
He's like the quarterback in Varsity Blues, and now he's Moxon's coming in.
Does Josh Allen look like the lifeguard at the top of the water slide who twirls his whistle all day long?
Yeah. Yes.
Josh Allen looks like...
Next.
Did you see the photo of his girlfriend, though?
No.
Pretty good.
Look it up. I'm shocked.
First round draft pick quarterback's girlfriend's hot?
I thought it was going to be like a take where it was like, no, not that.
That's what I was expecting.
Yeah, she's a typical, what you
absolutely
expect.
Absolutely, she's yeah. He's a first round pick.
She better be hot.
She better be. Right.
Okay, this is my last one for this week, so... That's all right. All right. So, this is probably going to be the worst one. Does Scott Van Pelt look like the butcher of an underground human slaughterhouse somewhere in Paris?
Yes. Hostile.
Yes. That's the movie I was kind of thinking
of. We were talking about that the other day.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yes, he does.
And I just saw him interviewing, which we thought we were going to talk about earlier, Tiger Woods.
Yes.
Tiger Woods and bringing back this nostalgic TV shows. He won a golf tournament again.
He's finally back, so I can stop seeing on Twitter after every golf tournament that he might be back 9 holes in.
I wish he would have got one of those majors this year. That would have been awesome. Yeah. But this still works.
This is cool going into the Ryder Cup.
Yes. Ryder Cup's this weekend. Yeah. Very excited about that. And it's in Wisconsin in 2 years, and I think we all should go.
Ooh.
Yeah. 6-hour drive, David says. He knows
it's a Mink farmer.
He knows about Wisconsin.
Whistling Straits, right on Lake Sheboygan.
We might be able to get some cheese curds there.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Do they have
jalapeno? Dave. Hey, guys.
So, did you guys watch on Sunday or any?
At all? No.
No, I did not.
I couldn't
get tied up with football.
I watched through Twitter.
He was up four strokes.
I just saw all the fans screaming after him.
Yeah, I mean, like, the 18th hole was crazy.
Fans, it was a sea of fans. You couldn't even see the fairway.
I don't know how you keep focus and all that.
There's going to be some new Nike commercials.
Are there?
I don't know. I just think they're going to have some heartfelt music about...
When people say you couldn't do it anymore.
Now you're back.
You did it 10 years later.
Yeah. It's going to be something like that.
So he has as many PGA Tour wins.
You should write copyright.
Here's the stat. So Tiger Woods has as many PGA Tour wins as Dustin Johnson the last 10 years. And Tiger's been gone for the last 5.
I feel like DJ, because I know him well, I can call him DJ.
No, you don't.
He gets there, but never finishes.
What's his middle name if you know him so well?
Ross.
If you just said that, I'd believe there's confidence behind it.
Yeah, well, Justin, you got to act like you know what you're talking about. Yeah. That's how I live my life.
Yep.
I feel like he's always there, has the most talent, hits the ball super far, just never finishes.
Yeah.
So, but Tiger is a finisher.
Now.
Not for the last 10 years.
Yeah. Maybe. So, it'd be fun. Next year will be fun.
Yeah, Ryder Cup's coming up. The Browns have who?
Raiders.
I like the Browns on that one. Bengals have the Falcons. Don't ask me. I'm positive Garmin. What do you want? Bengals going to win?
Yeah, okay. They win.
I think the Bengals lose by 10 at least. and Philly.
The Titans got the Eagles. So, another tough matchup.
But defense keeps him in it, maybe. How'd Carson Wentz do, by the way?
He looked all right.
They don't have a lot of receivers.
They won?
They did win.
They won. It was close for a while.
Barely, though. What, by three, or?
I remember seeing that Cole Cup at one point.
Just real quick, like, it's crazy that Andrew Luck's only thrown two passes over 20-some yards, and when they went to throw in a Hail Mary, they had to put in Jacoby Brissett. Yeah,
that was funny.
That was ridiculous.
I saw that. Because we were wondering about,
did he get hurt?
Yeah. It's like, is he not in or whatever? And I think my one brother-in-law says they probably don't want to throw his shoulder.
That's going
to
be like, teams are going to play him differently now. Yeah. That.
Well, that's our show for this evening. Hopefully all of our teams can...
well, they didn't have Jack Doyle either. So.
Get the W's next week. So everybody have a great week. For David Schmidt, Jordan Sogler, Craig Garman, Philly Metzger. Everybody have a great week. See you next week.
Go Browns.
See ya. Tighten up.